You know what I'm saying? So just things like that. I think anything that, that keeps up your endurance.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got my bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But good news is, you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
What's going on? Just want to make sure everything is set, man. Ah, let's get this move this right way so we can chop this up. There we go. There we go. There we go. Straight up. All right, let me load that down a little bit. All right, so what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show, man. It's your boy, the Dean, man. Class is in session. We have a lot. I got a lot to talk about, man. You know, myself and my dog, E, broke some stuff down. And one thing, I mean, because the show really wasn't about the training that we talked about, I didn't want to leave you guys out there trying to wonder, you know, because there's so much to training that we want to talk about today. And that's what we're going to discuss today. And guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. If you have a question, put a Q in there, text message T, you know the rules, but this is going to be a good show. Because the one thing about this show that I love to do is I love to teach you guys things that a lot of people out there are not really showing you, because I want you to not only have an edge in the game, but I want you to have an edge in life. And this stuff that we're talking about today is going to be real important, because at the end of the day, we have to understand a few things. And what I want to talk about first, because I want to welcome all of my chat room dogs. I mean, if y'all coming in, y'all know, y'all catch this. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate all you guys. We're going to chop some stuff up today. You know, for a lot of you guys out there, we're in a time right now. Let me turn this down a little bit. There we go. We are in a time right now where there's a huge attack on women. And this is not about protecting women, not at all, because this is about training them. This ain't about protecting them. This is about training them. But before we can learn the process of training a woman properly like a man, there are some things that we have to understand as men. A lot of young men today, because of the internet and because their phone gives them access to things so fast, a lot of these young men who are born maybe in the 90s, okay, born in maybe not in the 80s, but like the 90s, have this thought process that everything should come to them perfectly wrapped up in a box with a bow. And if it's not wrapped up perfectly in a box with a bow, it's the other person's fault. And this is something that I want to talk to you guys about as we're learning this, because this is not a woman bashing show. I'm not here to bash women, but I'm here to show you how to train them. I'm here to give you an understanding, because a lot of you young men today, and all you men, don't understand how things are when it comes to the dynamics of men and women. And a lot of people out there have you thinking that women are supposed to come perfect wrapped up in a box where they're supposed to do everything right and correct, and that's not true. And because they don't do everything right and correct, a lot of guys tend to get mad at women and bash women to say they're not perfect, they're no good because they're not trainable. And what I'm saying to you guys, that's not the truth. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the show. All right, we're going to discuss that. But what's important to understand, and this is what's cool about this show, is that we're going to get to the root of the problem of why, before we get into the training, you've got to understand why they come out. Wow. They're like wild-ass animals. I'm not calling them animals, but y'all know what I mean. They're like wild-ass animals. They just have no sense of anything. There's no drive. There's no want to submit to the man and all that other stuff. But before we get into the training, the thing about this show is I want to get to you the why. Because, see, once you young men can understand the why, then you'll understand why they are the way they are right now. But now, once we get that done, we'll definitely talk about the training aspects. But what's important to me is to make sure that you understand what's going on. Now, there are two huge factors into why women are having problems and why they are not trainable right now. To a lot of you guys, why they're not trainable. See, y'all guys think that they're just wild-ass animals, and that's cool. I understand that. Two huge factors. The first factor, well, let's say three. All right, there's three. Let's just take there's three factors. The first factor is their upbringing, and that can be mom or no dad, or mom and dad in the house, but dad's not running the house. Mom cannot show a woman to be ladylike when mom is being the man of the household, which is really training these young women to act more like men than women. Now, and I'm going to break all this down so y'all can understand, because this is important to understand about why they are the way they are. Without dad, young girls don't have direction. Without dad, young girls don't know how to be ladylike. Without dad, young girls don't know how to keep their fucking pants up and learn how to be a young lady. Without dad, young girls don't know that you should get your education, get your job, find a man, then have children. But they're doing it in reverse now because they don't have the leadership of dad, okay? Okay? Thank you, big dog. Big thank you, Russ. Much love to you, brother. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is this, and y'all got questions, put a Q in there. I got you. But we're going to break this down. Because without dad, these women, it's like the Wild West without dad. Because there's no male leadership in the household to teach the woman how mom submits to dad. So that's number one. Okay, that's number one. We got three of these reasons. Because we got to get to the training part. But before we get there, I want to make sure that y'all understand the why behind everything. Okay, guys, this is the why. Second problem is what you see on TV. TV does not display men the way men should be displayed. Men are idiots. They're buffoons. They're scared of women. They're being walked over by women, ran by women. And it kind of goes back to the mom and the dad teaching the child that this is TV and entertainment, and that's not real life. But again, you have three things that shape these women. Number one is going to be the household. Number two is going to be TV. Household plus TV, she's already wild as hell. She's already wild, okay? All right? Wait, hold on a second. GS, dog, I got you. We're going to get there, okay? We'll get there. Well, no, it's not the – okay, let me explain something. I see what you're saying. The government doesn't have reign over a man by who he chooses to sleep with. See, the government is at the back end of things, okay? The government is at the back end of things. The government is not in the front end. And it goes to my third reason, my brother. See, most guys want to look to the government as the problem to why women are acting up because they think that the man has no power. The man has the power when he meets the woman, which brings me to my third point. The third problem is you guys out there. That's the problem. A lot of you guys have a hard time making decisions. A lot of you. Let me just check the line. A lot of you guys have a hard time making decisions. A lot of you guys are influenced by what you see on TV and you believe what you see on TV. A lot of you guys have never had a man in the household to show you how to navigate not only your life, but the life of a woman. And because of these factors, for a lot of you guys, and the third problem is a lot of you guys lack the confidence in your decisions to make sound decisions on what it is you expect and what you expect of the woman. So this has nothing. It's nothing to do with the government. The government has nothing to do with this. Okay? The government has nothing to do with this. Okay? All right? It has everything about these three factors. Her at home, her watching TV, and how you guys feel about yourselves when you meet these women. You meet these women who need to be trained, who need to be guided, and who need understanding. But instead of doing these things as men, most of you guys train them to be the man versus being the woman. You train her to run over you. You train her to walk over you. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay? And this is what a lot of guys have problems with. So many guys out there have problems with, because when you guys out there, oh, let me see. Thank you, Freelance Ronan. When you guys out there sit around and try to beg women to be what you want them to be, and then when they're not what you want them to be, what happens is most of you guys out there allow and reward bad behavior. Now, listen to me, C949, I don't want you to understand this. I will say you're right about the government and the power, but how can the government even be in the household of a man when he governs himself, when the man governs his home, when the man governs his rules, laws, and codes? How can the government ever play a role in a man's life when he is government over himself? And see, this is where a lot of guys go wrong, okay? This is where a lot of guys go wrong. A lot of guys out there think, okay, a lot of guys out there think that I can't do this because the government is going to stop me. The government is going to do that. That's a lie. That's an excuse. Because if you are a man and you govern yourself and you stand on principles of your universe, you're not going to have any government knocking on your door. You're not going to have any governmental issues. And see, what y'all don't understand is those people that talk about the government, they never stood as men on the front end. That's why they discuss the back end so much. That's why they discuss you don't have power as a man because the government's going to control your household and all this other stuff. That's not true. Because as a man, you control your life. As a man, you govern yourself. And if you don't control and you don't govern yourself as a man, then what happens is the woman is going to start to govern you off of the rules that she decides to have for you guys. And I know it's a hard pill, quote unquote pill, to swallow, but that is the truth. A lot of you young men never knew that you had the power to govern yourself. A lot of you young men never knew you had the power to train a woman the way you decide her to be trained. See, most of you guys out there are so busy looking at the back end, so busy looking at the end result. And like Rosebud says himself, so many of you guys out there are playing with yesterday's scores. You're playing today's game with yesterday's scores. That's what Rosebud always says. And then when the government does come in, that's the first thing you want to get mad at, is that the government is then controlling your life when you should have controlled your life when you opened your eyes before you met that woman. You should have controlled your life when you opened that door to go outside your door to meet that woman. You should have controlled your life when you met that woman, when you gave her your information, when you went out on a first date. You should be in control when you go have a relationship with her, when you're moving in with her. You should have been in control when you were getting engaged with her and when you're married to her. And if you wasn't in control, that's when the government comes in. That's when the government comes in. And that's what a lot of guys don't want to tell you young men, because they think that these women cannot be trained. How can you train a woman, gentlemen, if you cannot train yourself? How can you train a woman if you cannot train yourself? My brother, it's deeper than just being responsible. Responsible is paying your bills. Responsible is showing up to work on time. That's responsible. We're beyond responsible. It's standing on your universe. It's standing on your throne. It's standing on your square with non-negotiable laws, rules, and codes that you don't bend or break for anybody. This is beyond being responsible. Paying your bills is responsible. Like I said, showing up to work on time is responsible. But you don't be responsible for a woman. You position yourself to have a demand of what you expect of that woman, and she has every right to say no. She has every right to fight you, and she has every right to buck your system, but you got every right to fire her ass when she does it. But do you? No, you don't. Because most of you guys feel like you're the lucky one. Oh, I got a woman, so I'm lucky to have her. So I'll let her get away with the argument. I'll let her get away with a little bit of disrespect. You've got to look at the combination of what I'm showing you, gentlemen, out there. If you look at the combination from the house to the television set to the guy who doesn't have a standard, why should a woman operate under your umbrella? she should be as wild and as crazy as possible. As possible. And the reason, okay, and the reason is this. Is because most of you guys don't know you. These women, let me check the phone lines. Guys, y'all want to call in? Let me check the phone lines, see if it's open. Lines are open. Gentlemen, here's the problem. They're supposed to be wild. They're supposed to be undisciplined and not even trained. They've never, ever been around a man before. All of their relationships, they had to be the man in the relationship. All their relationships, they're the ones that had to have the logic and the emotions and run. Well, they had to have the logic plus their emotions. All of their relationships, they're the ones that walked out on these guys. They're the ones that were not satisfied. But why is it? Because most of these individuals, thank you, Whiskey, little smart-ass comment, Whiskey, but most of these guys out here, these women, excuse me, have never really met a man. They've never been put in a situation from somebody that is willing to say no and is willing to walk away like that. He doesn't have to think twice. He doesn't have to go to marriage counseling. He doesn't have to beg for attention. He doesn't have to ask her to do right. He's gone. She's never met that before. She doesn't understand that. She doesn't understand that, gentlemen. Most of you guys out here, and I don't want to make it about you, but it's got to be about you, because at the end of the day, it's about the man. You guys walk out your door every goddamn morning with no type of values, no kind of core values that you stand on, that you would fight for, that you will defend with your fucking life. And you will walk away from the perfect woman in your life if she's not following this. And some of you may have values, but you don't even follow the values that you set for yourself. How is she to follow you if you can't follow yourself? Because following yourself, let me check the phone lines and everything. 316, I'll bring you in 1 second. Following your values means having to walk away from a woman that's not worthy of you. Let me bring in 316. 316, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Steve, Dean, how you doing?
What's good? What's your question, brother? All right, 517, what's your question, brother? How you doing? What's up?
How you doing, Dane? This is Cameo DeMore.
What's good, dude? What's up, Boogsy? How you doing, brother?
Good, man. You kicking ass on the show tonight. You spend none but facts, so it ain't really nothing I can say to dispute that. But I did have a question
Sure. As far
as hooking up your apartment.
And
Sure. You were talking about the light on in your shower and on
Yes. Your
toilet.
No,
what
yeah,
are those
toilet,
called and
yes.
Where can I get them from?
Amazon.
Amazon? What are
yes.
they called?
You can get your wine rack. You can get your lights
in
the shower.
Oh, I got my wine rack.
Yeah, all that from Amazon.
I got my wine rack.
Amazon, brother. Amazon.
Okay, what's the name of them? What they called?
It's just colored shower lights. Just type in colored shower lights, brother, and Amazon will send you where you need to go.
I bet.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'll throw you back in. Thank you. Good call. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. If y'all got a question, put a a question in there, and I got you. But we got to understand that these women, and I'm not advocating poor woman. I'm advocating you learning why they are what they are so you can stop bitching about them and start training them by your specifications. We cannot train a woman if we're not trained ourselves. Are you trained enough to walk away from a woman? Are you trained enough to tell a woman what you expect of her? Are you trained enough to walk away from her? Now, I don't mean if she does it the first time, because we're going to discuss that. Because you got to give a little bit of leeway, because you have to understand what's going on. You're dealing with, and again, I hate to say wild animal, but you're dealing with a wild-ass woman. Kind of like a Tarzan situation. All in the jungle, swinging around and all this other stuff. Swinging around, all that shit. And wearing fucking leaves and shit. Just crazy out here. But let me tell you guys something. It's not like you can't train her. A woman is going to submit to a authentic man. Not one that pretends to be a man. Not one that wears a man mask or tries to play the role or whatever it is of a man. No. It is someone whose laws, rules, and codes are the representation of who he is. And he is able to talk to the woman, not yell at her, not scream, and not threaten her. Yelling, screaming, threatening, and being emotional is adding fuel to the woman's fire, because when you're emotional, the only thing you can add to a woman is fuel to her even being more emotional. You don't threaten a woman. You promise her. You don't yell at her. You talk to her. You don't do those things as men. It's not the, see, this is, I understand what you're saying. It's not. Hold on a second, my dog Raw. Hold on a second, I got my dog Raw. So Raw, what's up, man? I'm doing the show. What's up, brother?
I didn't even know you had a show, brother. You on?
Yeah, I'm on, my bro.
Hey man, you out there spitting that game, man?
Well, I'll send you a link if you want to come on and chop it up.
Yeah, man, I'm doing something on the side, but I come slide through. I won't be able to be visual, but yeah, I come.
All right, well, if you want to, I'll shoot you a link, shit like that. Come on through.
Can shoot me a link.
All right, 100. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, let me get my dog Raw a link, but what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. See, most of you guys, it's not the hardest part is walking away from a woman. The hardest part is loving yourself enough to get up off your ass and walk away. That's the hardest part. That's the problem a lot of you guys have. This thing ain't have nothing to do with women. Nothing at all. I'm going to send my dog a joint. Hold on a second. That's nothing to do. Y'all, most of y'all guys are under this false impression that all this stuff has to do with these women. No, it has everything to do with you as a man. You have got to have a belief in yourself and a love for yourself that, excuse me, that is so great that, hold on, let me see, somebody send this, hold on. Sorry, I had to send the thing there. They have a belief in yourself that you can walk away. You can walk away. And Jordan, this is what I'm saying to y'all guys. And a shout out Hey, Miles, if you want to pop in, let me know. I got you, Miles. I love my dog, Miles. Let me know, Miles. Get at me, brother. As a matter of fact, I just send that shit to you anyway because I got you, Miles. I got you, Miles. I'm just sending that shit to you, Miles, if you want to pop in because we're talking about training a woman. But what I'm trying to do to catch him up, Miles. Hold on, let me shoot that shit to you, Miles. Give me a second. My dog, Miles. Miles, check your, hold on, shit. All right, Miles, just check your what you call it, brother. Check your joint, man, yeah, if you want to pop in or you want to listen, brother. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay, what's important is that we have to understand what's going on. I got my dog 1950 in here. Let me go ahead and get this shit popping like that. Let me change my screen up so we can have these guys out there. And again, if you're just joining us, we're discussing training women, but first thing we gotta do is we gotta stop the wait, let me pull this up. God damn it, where's it at? Man, I can't, let me see if that's gonna work. Okay, I think that might work. Unless Miles pop in. But what I'm saying is, I got 1950, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. All right. I see you getting down, man.
Well, okay, so what I'm discussing right now is trying to get them to understand that these women don't come out of the box trained. They are, because of a lack of what happens in the household, you got the TV, and then you got these guys who don't have core values themselves have trained these women to be wild-ass animals they can be trained, but the only thing that can train them is M-A-N. M-A-N is the only thing that can train them. What's your thoughts on that, my brother?
Yeah, that's right up my alley. So you got to know, too, the reason why the women are like this now is because there was no leadership of a man in the household. And wherever they're at, men wasn't acting like men, so they wasn't being respected as men.
Yes.
So then women have lost appreciation of the value of the man in the household. And that's because of bad leadership, right? They don't, you know, when you're a man and you're not being an active man, you're not being a present man, and you're not being respected as a man, and you don't making sure that the people in your village is following the instructions, then you get these products of these women that comes out, right?
All right, hold on. What are you saying, Najib? I'm going to interrupt you. First name, last name. You know what we are on this show. Let me tell you something, brother. You're the hoe, motherfucker, because you're the one scared of the fucking bitch. You the hoe because you can't approach a bitch. You the hoe because you don't know what to do with a bitch. So don't come on this motherfucker talking shit. We ain't talking shit about women. You're trying to get educated, and this is what your problem is for you dumb fucking people like you. This is why you ain't getting no pussy, because what you want to do is you want to tear down the woman to try to make yourself look good, motherfucker. You the hoe. So don't pop your bitch ass in this motherfucker talking that goofy ass shit, or you know what I say, two doors down and to the right, motherfucker. I don't play that shit. You do that shit on those theory ass fucking shows. But in here, we're here to learn, motherfucker. And if you ain't here to learn, get your ass out the classroom, bitch. I'm sorry, 1950. Go ahead, man. Fuck that motherfucker. Hate you. No, I'm saying, man, this is why motherfuckers don't learn. Motherfucker with that high school thinking and shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
You know what it is, man. Like I said, man, weak men, what do they say? Weak men are born every second. So, hey, so, I just totally feel like as a man, and if you are a man and you have your own principles as a man, when you get involved, there is something they can't control within them that they understand when a real man is around. Now they may have some trauma in their life, but you got to peel back a couple layers. But that's when you master the game, though, right? You can't be entry level game in order to get involved with those type of women. Remove that from them and make them quality women for the household. You know what I mean? I think a lot of men believe that women, all of them are the same. All of them can be told one thing and it's supposed to click. I think once you understand, like, women, then you understand the way that you need to deal with women in order for them to understand who they are as women. What do you got?
No, and you know what, 1950, a lot of these guys need to understand these women are looking for leadership. They're looking for someone to guide them because these women are emotional driven. They're not logic driven. They ride on how they fucking feel. And if you're riding on how you fucking feel, all you're doing is forcing them to try to be the man of the whole situation. They want leadership, but they can't get leadership from someone who can't walk away, from someone that's scared, from someone that can't stand on shit. Come on, man. Yeah, hold on, got a question. Does the game ever end, or is it life? Jordan Anderson, let me explain something. I always say this, 1950. The day you are truly going to be a man is the day you die. Because every damn day you should be evolving into something greater than you was yesterday. See, that's one of the reasons, 1950, I'm going to throw it to you. This is one of the reasons why they will follow a fucking man to the depths of the goddamn volcano or the earth or the edge of the earth because of the leadership he has for himself. 1950, what do you got to say about that?
You control the mind, the body will follow. Men need to understand control is running your program. People don't like to use that word. I'm a silverback, bro. So I use the word control because I want them to know my impact, right? And that's only because they respect me as the leader in their life. See, what I bring to the table, meaning this is a certain level of leadership that makes them feel good to follow.
Yes.
It makes them feel good to follow. So I don't need, like we had the show the other day, I don't need money. I don't need status, and I don't need looks, even though I got all of them. But at the end of the day, they wouldn't know that.
Right.
Because I lead with what comes out of my mouth.
Right.
What my beliefs are.
Yes.
What I want my life to look like, they're going to be a reflection of what I want my life to look like.
Yes.
When I'm not around them, they're going to exude me. They're going to walk in my shadow to know and feel what type of man is being represented right now.
We got a call, but hey, what you're saying is with or without you around, they're going to act, even if you're not around, they're going to act like you was around. They're going to know to like it. Hold on, let's bring in this call real quick because we're going to continue this conversation. Area code 417, sir, what's your question? What's up, brother? How are we? 417 going once.
Oh shit.
Yeah, what's your question, brother?
My bad, man. One sec. I'm actually just trying to listen in. I'm gonna pretty much hang up. I had a question for you, but I'm busy. I might call back later, man. Thank you.
All right, call back. Okay, no problem, brother. We'll throw you back in. No problem. So what we're saying to y'all guys, and this is what we gotta get y'all to understand, okay? Okay. You have to understand that you don't have to see every woman is not going to come down the funnel the same. So every woman, Russ, you crazy. Russ, you crazy. But every woman can be trained based off of their life experiences with the household, with mom and dad, and with other men. But this is where the fine line comes in at based on the woman and the training. See, gentlemen, you're going to have women that are, in every bushel, they always say is what? You got bad apples in every bushel, right? They always say that, right? They always say that there are bad bushels in everything, right? And if there are bad bushels in every single batch, some women you just throw away. Some women you just get rid of because some women out there are just, some can't be trained. And I don't care how pretty she looks. Some can't be trained. And you as a man must accept the fact that, you know what? I got to let her go. I love her body. I love her curves. I love her ass. I love her titties. I love everything about her. But you know what? I love myself that much more, and I got to let her go because she is not going to ruin what I have created in my world, in my universe. 1950, what do you say on that, brother?
Yeah, man. It's something about a woman that I feel like can't be trained. I feel like can't be trained maybe by me. Get me? Like some women react different. Like, I may not be a trainer, but I know coming your way, the program that you run may be better fit for her. You get what I'm saying? And I don't believe it's something about some women that come in my life that I vet different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Did I vet different? Meaning there's long game and there's short game.
Yes.
Short game is I'm going to try to bang this woman. I'm going to let her know what the deal is because she's value-wise, long-term, she's not going to be in the cards. Long-term, this woman got potential to meet the criteria of my program.
Yes.
So I need to vet her in that way, meaning long-term, what is her value to my life?
Yes.
What can she bring to my life that's going to better my life? There's a place for this woman in my life because of this, and this. I'm not talking about what I can do for her because that don't fucking matter. It will matter to her on what I bring to the table by me just being myself. And if I ever have to deal with a woman that believes that I need to compromise on everything and compromise, no. They're missing the point of the program. This is my program. And men, I'm really trying to get you guys to understand. I want you to hear what I said a lot. My. I'm like Johnny Gill. It's my. Everything that
yes.
I need, everything that I want.
Yes.
Everything my way,
yes.
My rules,
yes.
Everything is my way.
Yes, absolutely. And guys, get your crayons out because we just don't want to talk to y'all. We want to also encourage y'all. Wait, let me see. 417, you back, dog, with your question, man. You back?
Yeah. Hey, hey, man. Hey, you mind being quiet, Gio?
One sec, sir.
Yeah, bro. Anyway, all right, so
here's my question. Basically, I'm a pretty handsome guy, right?
That's your first.
Yeah.
Pick. Yeah, I'm just want to let you know. Strike one. That's strike one.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
What's in it?
Okay.
You say you're a handsome guy. That has nothing to do with anything. So that's strike
okay.
one. But go ahead. Next thing.
No, I got you. I got you, man. So, I've had okay luck with women. I guess you could call it luck.
There's such thing as luck. Strike two.
And exactly. That's why I said that.
So when you say you had okay luck, that means you haven't had any luck at all. Either you got or you don't, brother. So that you're at strike three.
I just said luck, as in,
the guys that are listening, not you. The guys are listening. I'm just trying to break it down to them.
Oh, okay.
But I'm listening to you, though. But no disrespect. Go ahead. So go ahead, gentlemen. So what's up?
No, I got you.
Okay, man.
All right, awesome. So, for lack of better terminology, you could say luck. I've been relatively successful with, you know, having women be attracted to me, I guess. I don't know if it's, you know, personality, whatever. That's another story. Now, the thing is, sometimes I have an issue with being confident because I have a problem with thinking that maybe I don't look good enough. Like
but there's something wrong here. First you came on here saying I'm a kind of attractive guy, and now you're saying that this is what I'm talking about. This is why I told you got to strike, because you don't have any confidence. Either you have it or you don't, and you have it sometimes, which means you don't have it at all. Okay. So what is your question? But let's get to the question. What is the question that you have?
Well, I guess you could, I guess my question is, how can I be like, well, I don't know if you can answer this, but how can I feel like I am the shit, right? Like all the fucking time, man. Like half the time I feel like, you know, like half the time.
All right, buddy, let me tell you why you can't. Let me tell you why you can't right now. You can't because, well, how old are you, big dog? How old are you?
23.
Okay. So for 22 years, and I'll give you 3 months of your life, not even 22. I'll just say, let's say 10 years of your, or 15 years of your life. 15 years of your life, you have been building up what you are right now. And in
yes.
order for you to fix what you have, you need to get with a coach. That's why we always tell you, go to the Man Mindset. You need to get with me on a private one-on-one basis because I cannot give you a one-word answer on how to be a surgeon. What I can do is on a one-on-one basis, we can look at where you went wrong and what you are and begin a process of fixing you. We cannot fix you or answer a question to fix you in one phone call. And that's a problem because y'all guys want a quick magical pill and it doesn't work that way, brother. The game doesn't work that way. But the way it works is that you have to have a mentor. I had to have a mentor that I had to pull back and learn things, man. This is not just about how you feel about yourself. You have any standards to yourself? No, when it comes to women. You don't, I mean, when it comes to the bedroom, you're not good in the bedroom. You don't know how to spit yak. You don't know how to put flavor in her ear. You don't know how to make her pussy wet. You don't know how to touch her without touching her. You don't know how to use your text words to right. get her hot, horny. You know what I mean? This is not a knock. I'm just telling you what it is. So yeah. it's not.
You don't know how to lead. You don't know how to lead without talking.
Right, right. So it's not yeah. just a I'm not sometimes feeling attractive. It's a deep-rooted bunch of things that you have got to look at to get more understanding. And the more understanding you yeah. have, the more, okay, let me give you an example real quick. 313, got you a second. 417, let me give you a second. Can you go get four cups? I know this is going to sound crazy. Go get four cups and fill one of them up. I know you're laughing, but follow Uncle Dean. I'm going to show you something because I care. I just want to give you an example of something. So go get four cups. And if y'all motherfuckers are listening to me right now, you go get four cups.
You guys making me go get four cups. I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know. Hey, don't judge me. I know you think I'm crazy. I'm not. I'm not smoking anything. 313 will bring you 1 second. Everybody listen to me. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about because this is class participation. Everybody go get four cups and fill one up. Everybody get four cups and fill one cup up. And let me explain to you how and what is wrong, okay? No, fill up one. No. Not all of them. See, hey, Rattlesnake, one.
I'm filling one of them.
No, not you. I'm talking about Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake saying okay. Fill all the cups up. No, Rattlesnake. One cup. One cup, man. Come on, okay? One cup. You just get four cups, okay? You got them, caller? You have them?
Yeah, I got four cups. One of them's full.
Now, one of them's full. Now, let me explain what's going on. Now, what I want you to do right now is just drink half the cup of water. Just drink half the water. Right. It shouldn't be full. Drink half of it. Let me know you're done. Okay. Now, follow me on this. I know this sounds crazy, but no one's teaching y'all game like this. So you ready, sir?
I got you,
now,
man.
You got half a cup.
All right.
Okay. Every cup represents 25% of the game. That is knowledge of self, knowledge of dating, knowledge of women, and knowledge of sex. Four cups. Each cup, 25%. If every cup is full, you're at 100%, okay? But where you're starting is you're starting off with half a cup, right? But in order to function correctly in the system that I'm breaking down, what I want you to do at that half cup that you have, I want you to fill up the other three cups to even out the water in all four cups. Take the half that cup. And feel the best way you can.
I'll do it.
Follow me. I'm just trying to give you an idea.
Uh-huh.
See, what you're doing is you got to take from something that you're good at to fill up the other cup. So, I mean, the best way you can. And even though you are even in all four of those cups, you're not at your highest capacity. So technically, you're probably like 5555, which means if you add them up, you're at 20%. Do you see what I'm saying? That's the problem. See, you should be moving at a 25, 25, 25, 25 to start off with. But when you have that Silverback lifestyle or that Bad Boy membership lifestyle or Coach EO or all the motherfuckers we hang out with, that 25 is 5,300,082 every cup. The cup keeps adding up.
Right.
So right now you're only at a low capacity, meaning you're not functioning at your top-notch rate. Does that make any sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Right. So in order to fix you, so and again, I want you to see it because I don't want to just tell you. I want you to see it with your own eyes. What's happening is when you are half mass at those little percents that you have, and a woman who needs a man to be at 100 on his shit to be trained, she's not going to listen to anything you have to say because you're coming in a weak position. Does that make any sense, my brother?
You're not well-rounded, I guess. I mean, I don't.
There you go. That's better. Okay, that's a very smart word. You're not okay. I want to say weak. You're just not well-rounded. Okay, it's the same thing.
Go ahead. And intuition. When people use intuition wrong for women, intuition really for women, that means they can see through your BS. Meaning they understand what you can bring to their life emotionally, physically. They know what you can do for them. So by you not filling up those cups, they know that you don't have that.
Right.
And so they're resource magnets. So they're going to use you up as a resource until your cups are done and drained. And then you have nothing else to give.
Right.
But then they'll move on to somebody that does.
Exactly. Or...
That's
or
true.
They were
women
drop poison in every cup to dismantle you their virus in you where you're operating under their rule. Because, see, here's the problem. Here's the crazy thing about women. Even though they're insecure, they have more game than most of you guys. You want me to tell you why? Because guess who's filling up their cups? They don't have to fill it up. You motherfuckers fill it up.
Low-quality men.
Yeah, when you first see her, you're like, here's my jar. Let me fill up your cup. We're talking about the most insecure woman that has to use makeup, eyeliner, wigs, nails, fake eyes, push-up bras, and all that shit to feel good about herself. And she walks out that door feeling like shit. Or she turns on her computer feeling like shit. Well, who do you think fills up her cups? The regular guy.
What's
up?
My question is, all right, so if she's getting her cup filled up by all these other guys, why does she want your fucking cups? Why does she,
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me explain something. Let me tell you why. It's a difference. Okay, have you ever smoked weed before? I'm just kidding. Have you ever smoked weed? Okay. Yeah. You know the difference. What is the difference between smoking weed and vaping? You see what I'm saying? A vape pen, you just smoking some thing, you might get a light buzz. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting from the regular guy. But what she gets from a man goes beyond the weed. We talking a crack rock. We talking crack cocaine.
Yeah. Then also, women, have you ever heard resting in their femininity? Have you ever heard that term before?
I mean, I haven't heard it, no.
Okay, so it's called resting in femininity. So women naturally want to be a woman all the time. They want to feel as if this man is going to protect her, going to lead her, going to teach her. Women naturally feel that way. And men don't understand the science of that, of a woman. So what they do is reverse. They become the leaders. They become the person who's teaching. They become all that. Women don't want to naturally do that, and this is why men get cheated on a lot. A lot of men get cheated on because they're not filling those cups up for her.
Right. See, the thing
What,
that,
okay.
The thing, okay, Let me explain something. See, when a woman meets a man, she's going to do everything to make sure those cups are maintained.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're not filling up her cups. That's not my job. My job is to see what kind of work is she going to bring to protect and add on to my life. Is she going to, instead of my yellow cup, is she bring me a silver cup? You know those cups that keep the coffee cool, hot? You know those, what are those igloo cups that you can pour cold water in there and that shit stay cold? Or you put hot water in there and it shit stays hot? I know it sounds funny, but follow me on this. What I'm saying is, I got a cup. What are you bringing to my world? And right. you're gonna take this cup and you're gonna make it a stainless steel joint? Okay, then I guess I can work with you. But does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah, it does, man. That's the tough thing is it is about what she brings to your life. It's not about her. You don't put the woman up on a pedestal, all right?
Yeah.
But you know what really sucks, man? It is my entire life, even as I understand this concept, my entire life I've been told by the media, by fucking everywhere. It's everywhere around you. Other men, if you even want to follow the...
Right.
You know, one sec. I apologize. It's a train.
All right, 417, I hear the train, but 417, check it out. You know what else we were told? We were also told
what?
December 20 fucking 4th, some fat motherfucker is going to fly to our roof, climb his fat ass in the chimney, and eat our cookies and drink our milk. Where mom and dad...
We hunt for eggs next week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we hunt for eggs because of rabbits.
You got Easter bunny.
Yeah, some Easter bunny went around throwing Peter Cottontail little cake ass. We're told a lot of things, brother, but we're never told how to be men. But what I'm saying to you, 417, this is the beginning process for you. What I'm saying is what you saw with those, because we got to grab another call real quick, but what you saw with the cups that I just explained to you, it should be your awakening, not your fix, but you to see that, you know what? Here's the funny thing. 417, can you go to your light switch real quick? Let me show you something. Go to your light switch real quick. This is not magic.
I got
this
you.
This is how dope the game is. You ready?
All right. I'm at the switch.
Go to your light switch. Is your light switch on?
Yeah, it's on.
All right, turn it off.
All right. So.
Turn it on.
Okay.
Turn it off one more time.
Uh-huh.
And turn it on one more time.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. In those few seconds, did you think about how ugly or cute you were? In those 4 seconds, did you think about these fucking women? In those 4 seconds, did you think about what was wrong in your life? Or did you just do, was your mind lined up with your behaviors? You knew what you had to do, and you just did it. And did you notice, was there any fear? Was there any anxiety? Was there any excuses? Was there any poor me? Was there any my mother taught me this? Or was there any the world has been teaching us this? Or did you just do what you needed to do?
You just did what you needed to do, and you had tunnel vision. There was nothing else around you. You were doing what you were fucking doing, and everything else didn't matter.
What I'm saying to you, just like the mall, you know the mall where they give you samples and shit? When I'm saying to you, in that 4 seconds, and you turn on that light switch, you felt what it was like to be a man for the first fucking time in your life, because the world was shut down. It was you doing what it you wanted to do. There was no excuses. There was no fear of rejection. There were no, I'm a poor victim. There was none of that shit. It was, I'm going to turn this fucking light switch on, but I'm going to turn it off. Let me show you how deep you are as a thinker. Let's say you come home from work, right? You come home from work, and you turn on the light switch, and the light doesn't come on. Isn't your first thought this? Well, is it electrical, or is it a light bulb? So the first thing you normally do is what? Go to your TV or an appliance that is electrical. So if that turns on, you know it's a light bulb, right? But if it doesn't turn on, you know it's electrical. I mean, you've done this several times because we all have blackouts and outages. You know what I mean? You know how to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with being a man. It's the same thing with being a man. It's turning on that light switch, and then when the light doesn't come on, it's processing the information and coming up with a solution versus looking at the problem. The regular guy would say, oh, man, the lights aren't working. Shit. But the solution-based man, hold on 313, I'll bring you in 1 second. The solution-based man is going to look at the solutions of what he can do to solve it. You see what I'm saying? Solving it. And that's what we're trying to show you here with the man mindset, is that this shit ain't about women. It has everything to do with how you feel about yourself. And standing on it, you when you turn on that light switch, it's being that 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday.
And real quick, I know we got another caller, but real quick, man, I want you to take this with you, what I'm going to tell you. The best thing you did today is that the reflection, you looked in the mirror, you said, you know what, I've been told this all my life. Look, you never can change what you do not acknowledge. You cannot change what you do not acknowledge. The first part of change is acknowledging what the fuck is the problem. So you've now recognized the problem. So now you got to use your resources to get to the level you need to. Steve was talking about that earlier. There are, like Steve, he's a great dude. This dude is great, man. He can help you. There are so many people that can help you. I was helped when I was really young, man. So I had an opportunity when I was really young to understand it. Transferable information happens between women now. The moms pass the games down to every one of her daughters.
Yes.
They spoil their sons to be gentlemen. They spoil their sons to be subservient to her. So therefore, they're raising weaker men, right? So as men, we need to transfer this information to each other.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to tell you is that you have to take advantage of your resources. Otherwise, you will continue that negative cycle of feeling the way you feel. You got me?
Okay, yeah. And 417, last thing. Again, if you're interested, all you got to look, dog, just send me an email. If you want to call, I'll talk to you for a few minutes to set you up with a pathway. If you want, it's your call. But if you're serious about it, just shoot me your number. Email me, themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your number. As soon as the show over, I'll call you for a few minutes, dog. If you're serious, again, I don't put a gun to your head, but if you're really about seriousness and you learn something today. Today you get to evolve a little bit, man, because you, for the first time, you clicked that damn light switch 4 times and you didn't think about anything except what you had to do. There was no, for that 4 fucking seconds or those few seconds, there was no fear, no anxiety. There was no worry. There was no victim. There was no woman this or woman that. It was just, I need to turn that stupid ass. Because I know you're thinking, why the fuck am I turning on this light switch and why am I turning it off? But now you see why you turned it on and turned it off, because I was trying to get you a taste of what it's like to be fucking focused on what you need to be focused on versus what the average person focuses on. Does that make any sense, brother?
Yeah, that's the thing, man, is what do we all focus on? It's you know, we're
wait,
as
wait,
I
wait,
feel
wait,
like
wait,
even
wait,
as
wait, wait, you said it wrong. You said it wrong. What you choose to focus on. That's the sentence.
What I choose to focus on.
Right. Everything you do as a man is a choice, my brother. Everything you do. Okay. So look, 417, we gotta grab this other call, but if you want to call back, please do. But if you want me to talk to you, just send me an email with your number, brother, and I'll be happy to set you up with a program. Just let me know, okay? I got your back,
all
okay,
right,
my brother?
I got you, man.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Sounds good, man.
Respect to you. Thank you very much. Let's bring in the next caller before we get to the show. 313, sorry for the wait. Did you have a question, brother? What's up? 313 going once. 313 going twice. All right. Well, call back if you're ready to go. You waited for a long time, and you just vamped out. But anyway, we're back with myself in 1950 or 1959, which King's English, I guess. But gentlemen, what we're talking about to y'all is some deep ass shit that you rarely get from people, because the thing about the game, this is how deep the game is. But now I want y'all to get your crayons out, because I want to talk to you about the kind of man you should aspire to be, okay? And there are five things that you need to understand, because every woman is going to come through a different door that I'm going to explain to you, okay? See, the way that you got to train a woman is by learning about their personality and realizing that every woman can be trained, but I want y'all to understand this. Door number one is being positive. Write that down. Door number two is being encouraging. Door number three is focusing on your vision and how you want to get it across. Door number four is making an impact door. And the last door is being a role model as a man to somebody that not only she can look up to, but somebody that can evolve her and elevate her on a mental level. I don't mean elevate her by buying her dinners and drinks and kissing her fucking ass type elevation. Again, being positive, that door, encouraging, focusing on your laws, rules, codes, and things, making an impact in the door, and being a role model. Because every woman is not going to come through one door. They're going to come through different doors. And the question that you guys have to begin to ask yourself as men, okay, this is to you guys. You have to identify how you lead as a man. Before you walk out that goddamn door, you should know how you lead. And I'll throw it to 1950 in a second because I want to get his thoughts, but there are three things that I want to give you. There are three kinds of ways that you can do this, okay? All right? Number one is you can set clear, concise expectations like a motherfucking man. You can do that. Or you could be a leader and giving her a little bit of something and let her figure shit out herself, which is a bad leader himself. Okay, guys? Or, unfortunately, guys, you could be a mixture of both. That means you're strong in some things, and that means you'll give leeway in others, which means that you're fucking up. Because this is the guy that is being tough around other men, but he buckles like a bitch in front of his woman. It's the kind of guy that talks shit to other men, but when he gets around his woman, he don't say nothing about her putting his business out on the street. He just gets upset. He just pouts and all that other stuff. 1950, what you got on that, my brother?
He's a dolphin. You're 100% right. Man, I encourage men to adopt the word controlling.
Yes.
And the only reason I keep saying this, man, is because you're controlling the where you want your life to go. Like, you need to understand women compliment your life. They don't validate it or complete it. So stop using verbiage that makes no sense in your lifestyle. I want to control what I do with my finances, what I do with my life on a daily basis, how I want my everyday feeling to be. Those things need to happen, and if she's going to be a part of it, then I need to control that part of it. But she needs to understand what she's entering is a place of happiness with me. She wants to be in my life because of who I am as a man and how I lead my own life.
Yes.
So I get it, Steve, man. Like, I really, like, you're really giving them the game. I got to get up out of here.
Okay, go ahead.
What I will say to you, man, before I go, man, like I tell you gentlemen out here listening, you guys really need to take advantage of your resources. This man is a resource every week, 4 to 5 times a week. He's giving you guys game on a regular basis. Not to me. I'm telling you, I can't even think of a person that continuously cares as much as he does to give you guys these hours. A lot of guys are not on like this. They don't be on 2 to 3 hours talking to you men. You guys need to take advantage of your resources, man. And, Steve, I appreciate the invite, brother. I got to get up out of here.
All right, 100, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you. That was 1950. All right, peace out, brother.
Yep.
All right, that was 1950. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, and guys, y'all want to call in, you can. You got a question, I got you. 505, I know you're just sitting there listening. I'm used to you. I know you'll just listen, so I'm not even going to ask you. But what I'm saying to you guys, I'm going to get to the chat room if you got any questions or stuff.
But I'm saying to you guys out there, okay, you asked the question, for Rule 3, do I have to make her subscribe to my vision and my value? Yes. 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 I'll make it simple. Do you guys think that you can walk up to your job and set the rules? No. The job has vision and values. And when you sit down in front of HR applying for the job, they're not looking at you and saying, well, tell us how long you can work. Tell us how long you want to take a lunch break. Tell us, hey, how many smoke breaks you want to have. Do you think the job does that? Fuck no, man. Come, guys, listen. This is what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? This is what I'm saying to y'all guys. I don't want to complicate this, but because, brother, I'm telling y'all, all y'all, listen to me right now. The game ain't complicated. It's not. Game is not complicated. The complication is trusting you and trusting that, and trusting that you're going to have to make decisions that you don't like. So I'm not going to show you Ghost. I'm going to go to Bobby today. I'm going to Bobby today. Because let me see if I can find Bobby. Let me see if I can pull up Bobby. It's been a while since I pulled up Bobby. Hold on, let me see if I can find him. There's Bobby. There's Bobby. Yes. Pulling up Bobby. I want you guys out there to get a taste of how sickening it feels to go against your own principles. I want you guys to get a taste how the disgust you feel inside yourself when you don't stick to your guns. Now, y'all know I'm a huge fan of Billions. Hey, matter of fact, hey, all you guys homework time, go see Nobody. Y'all love John Wick. Go see Nobody. That motherfucker is bodying women. I'm sorry, not women. He's bodying guys, not women. I'm sorry. He's bodying people. It's like John Wick. Go see that movie. Anyway. Y'all know I always tell you about man movies, man TV shows and stuff like that. And one thing I've always been telling you about since I've seen it debut was Billions. You know I love that show because Bobby Axelrod is a no-nonsense man that stands on Bobby Axelrod and what Bobby wants done. Okay? And the reason I'm about to play this clip, because some of you guys don't know Bobby. Okay? Some of you guys don't. All right, Chris Allen, look, follow the rules, Chris. When you buy the two-pack, you got to let us know, okay? You got to let us know, okay? Buy the two-pack and let us know, Chris. All right, send us an email with the two products you want, okay? We can't wait on you. We got to wait on you to tell us. But let me tell y'all guys something. Listen, Bobby Axelrod had a girlfriend that doubled back and was a traitor. And did some disrespectful stuff. And Bobby, probably for the first time in his life, let it slide. But here's the thing about a man. The thing about a man is he's got this mechanism. He's got this mechanism that keeps him in line. Now, you remember I tell you this, and y'all going to learn more about this in Man Mindset U for Beginners when y'all learn about your square. But every man has what is called a board of directors to make sure that he does what he's supposed to do. I'll break that down in Man Mindset U when y'all start learning that. But what I'm saying is this. Your board of directors, when you are a man, are no different than the game in life. They don't give a fuck. Even when you as a man wants to give that woman a second chance. She did something and you want to forgive her. Even though you try to do it, you can't do it, man. You may want to do it for a day. You may want to do it for a few days. But the tug that your board of directors has on you is so great that you just got to come to terms with what needs to be done. And what y'all guys are about to hear right now is a clip of Bobby Axelrod and his woman that dogged him out. She did something really bad. But I want you guys to hear Bobby. Listen to what he was saying because this is deep. I'm going to play it now. Check this out. Listen to this. Listen.
I need to know what you told yourself.
I wanted to let it go. What you did by making that deal with Taylor. I wanted to think of it the way you said. Not as disloyal or an action against me, but as a practical solution to a problem that you, someone I loved, was faced with. And so that night I told you it was fine. I wanted it to be true. I laid there in bed next to you, and I just tried to breathe out the bad, breathe in the good. But with each breath, instead of peace, love, and understanding filling my lungs, the old bile was there.
Now let me stop right there. You see that? See, the thing that's so great about a man that trains a woman is that she's going to slip up sometimes, and that's part of the training. But there's a difference between the training and disrespect. And if you cannot separate the two, then you're going to have a problem. Because in the training, she can mess up. She's going to make mistakes. Maybe she doesn't know how to make breakfast correctly, and maybe she'll burn the toast. You don't let her go for burning the toast. Maybe she doesn't know how to cook the eggs right. You don't let her go for not cooking the eggs right. Maybe she can't fold your laundry. Maybe she's never washed a dish. Maybe she's never put the bed together. Maybe she's never vacuumed the floor. You can't get rid of a woman for those things. That's why I'm trying to give you all an example. There are training things where she's going to mess up. But then there's disrespect. Two totally different things. Training, she can mess up on. Disrespect, she can't. Now, what you heard what I told you. He tried to let it go. See, you can try to... See, when you become the man I know you can be, gentlemen, you can try to let disrespect go. You can try to find every loophole you can to tell that woman that, all right, I'm going to let this go. I'm going to let that disrespect go. But, guys, when you learn about your board of directors and man mindset, you in that class, ain't no way. There's nothing I can – listen, let me tell y'all something. There's nothing that I can do. When I set an ironclad, non-negotiable rule that I must live by, I can't go back. I can't change it. There's no loopholes. There's nothing. I can try to pretend it's not there, but it will always come back. And this is the example I'm trying to give y'all. So I want to let you know real quick, because I want to let y'all know that, because we're not talking about disrespect. But I want to let you know how you tolerate disrespect first. And then we're going to talk about the training. But I just want y'all to hear this. Let's get to the next Bobby. It's one more after this. Now, listen now. This is Bobby thinking things over. Listen.
I stared at the ceiling. With you sleeping next to me. Beautiful and serene. I played out our relationship to its end. I thought about marriage. Let it land for me that it actually was something I'd already assumed was going to happen. Us having kids together, too. I smiled at the notion. It was hopeful. Romantic. I'd have thought a normal man would be having. But then, I felt something go cold in me. When I knew the truth was in that cold.
You see that right there? I want you guys to understand before we get into the training part, there's a difference between training somebody and disrespect. Disrespect will never be tolerated. And for a lot of you guys out there, you have been disrespected by a lot of women, but because they have a body, they look good, and they give you sex, that you don't want to let them go. And that's because you don't have that foundation that this man or we're trying to help you understand to have. A woman has got to be trainable, but she's got to know her place at the motherfucking table. That's the, I'm sorry. If a lady's listening, I'm sorry. You got to learn how to be trainable, and you got to learn your place at the table. I'm telling y'all guys right now, let me check the guys that say anything. Let me see here. I'm out, but give us an example of all-star 11 women do happy. Those red pill dudes. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. But what I'm saying to you guys, and I have my T-shirts are – the T-shirts are going to drop really soon, guys. But I want to show you one of the ones that I have that describes exactly what Unc is saying to you guys. And y'all have seen it a few times, but I want y'all to see what your boy is talking about, because I'm serious about all this. I don't play comes to me, and I don't do things lightly as far as trying to justify what a woman does right versus what a woman does wrong. I don't do those things. That's not me. That's not how I want to live as a man. I don't want to look at myself in a mirror like that, because I wouldn't like what I see in the mirror if I live a life in where I let a woman slide on some things that she shouldn't be sliding on. And this is why this shirt coming out, this shirt's going to be dropping, I think, tomorrow or whatever. But this is why I stand by my shirt right here. Listen, if you want my ring, you must master these things. I have no problem training you to my specifications. But at the end of the day, gentlemen, if you cannot master this, and that means me teaching you, I will teach you, okay? I will teach you, okay? All right? I'll teach you. But what you have to understand, okay, is that if you can't win, if you can't do what's told, you're gone. Chris, send me the email to the man mindset, okay? Just send me the email, sir. I'm doing a show. Just send me the email. I got you, brother. Relax. I got you. But like Theo said, the truth is in that code. But I want you to hear what Bobby Axelrod did, because this is important, man. This is deep. Let's get to the last part. This is it. Here we go.
And I knew that truth was in that cold. And that eventually it would turn hot, to rage. And when it did, I would blow the whole fucking thing up.
Yep.
Kids and all. Because sure, your choice was rational. But to me, it was traitorous. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to live with it. I'd wreck everything we had over it. I would make you suffer tenfold for what I had suffered. Especially if I waited without crushing Taylor, because by then Taylor would be rich and safe. So I decided, fuck it. Might as well get my revenge and rip the scab off this fucking thing between us at the same time. Then we'd be even, too.
We'll be even.
Yep. Each fucked over. Each aware of who the other really is. Mm-hmm. Then we could find out what was still between us.
What's between us now is nothing.
And she walks out, and he's cool as fuck. But what I'm saying to you young men out there, you got to look at the difference between disrespect and training, okay? That's what we're talking about right now, okay? We're talking about training the woman to your specifications. And please understand that she is going to fuck up, because you're dealing with someone that has never been trained before by a man. They're not ready, or they don't understand delegation. They're not used to somebody defining what they want. They're not used to a man defining the task that she has to do. They're not used to somebody that has to identify how we are going to move. They're not used to a person who can communicate that stuff. They're not used to the person that is willing to be those five things. In order to train the woman, you got to have and cultivate that positive door. You got to cultivate that one where you focus on your laws, rules, and codes. You got to focus on that door that encourages the woman. You got to focus on the door about making an impact, or the one being the role model, because every woman is not going to come through the same door. And how they are being trained is based on the personality of the woman, because the woman who is looking for positivity when she messes up or being trained in a positive manner is not going to have any idea, or she's going to buck the person that's pushing the rule. You see what I'm saying? The woman that is looking for you to elevate her on a mental level might not be used to you making that impact on her ass. The woman that might buck this system might not want someone to encourage them, because they've never been encouraged by a person in their life, so they might not know what encouragement means. They might have never been encouraged by their mother. They may have never been encouraged by their father. They may never been encouraged by their teachers or anybody. So they coming through, you try to encourage somebody that's never been encouraged before, they're going to buck you the same way, because you're not bringing them through the right door. Does that make any sense? This is why we do what we do. This is why we do what we do, and we're different from everybody else, because we break things down. You've got to own all four of those doors, because every woman is not coming through the same door, gentlemen. It's just not that. I wish they did, but they don't. Because as I told you before, like music, jazz, blues, rock, pop, rock, golf, metal, house, R&B, soul, funk, classical. All these women are different, and all these women have different ways. What we don't do as men is we forget every woman has been raised in a different belief system. And every woman that is raised in a different belief system is coming at you from what they have been, what they grew up to see, what they know. So you can't expect a woman who is just a wild ass woman, a wild animal, horse, whatever. You can't expect her to follow your lead right off the bat, because you got to be able to pull out all the bad wiring. You have got to get her to trust in you. You see, Bud says it for you guys. You can't play today's game with yesterday's score. But there's also something that I want to add to that. Every woman is playing today's game on yesterday's score, because they're using yesterday to be that victim. They're using yesterday to be wild. They're using yesterday to act up, act out, be what they are right now. The reason why, gentlemen, is because they've never met anything better than what they have seen. So that's how they come in trained. So when a woman comes in, you can't fire her because she burns toast. You can't fire her because she doesn't fold your bed the way you want it. You can't fire her if she misses a piece of food on a dish that she had to clean off, because most of these women have never been trained that way. And see, all these serious guys out there are always giving you bad information because they don't know women. They don't know the game. And yes, women have nothing to do with the game, but you need to understand the why they are what they are so you can understand why it is. You got to figure out what door or what combination. What is the combination of that woman? It's one of those five doors. Let me check out this thing right here and see if y'all got any questions real quick. Check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. Okay. Let's see here. So she's not instantly going to follow you because you're a man, but when she senses a man, she'll be intrigued. Okay. She's not going to follow you because she doesn't know how to follow you, because all her life she's been the one leading everybody. Most of these women spend their lives leading the 98% of you guys. That's all they're trained to do is to put your ass in timeout, make you sleep on a couch, withhold sex, or make you apologize for being a man. That's all they know. So this is not a episode, I'm about to say, the Brady Bunch to time. This isn't an episode of, let me think, How I Met Your Mother. I don't even know what the fuck is out right now that's funny. I don't know. Any of your little goofy-ass sitcoms y'all watch. This is not a 30-minute episode in which everything gets solved, because you have to understand, however old she is, that's how many years bad behavior. That's how many years of bad wiring. Now, I'm not saying that you have to work years to change the woman. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you guys is that when a woman knows she can't get away with shit, the first way she knows she can't get away with shit is by how you approach her. The first way she knows she cannot get away with shit is by how you approach her and how you feel about yourself. Because she can recognize the 98% because that's all she's been controlling. She can control the 98. She can't control the gay guy because he doesn't like women, and she can't control the man. She never met a man to be able to be controlled in one. So she doesn't know she doesn't know the other 2%. She knows the 98% of you guys right now. And she knows that most of you guys are scared, y'all don't know what to do, and y'all worship women more than you worship yourself. So she already knows that she can get away with murder, and y'all be fine with that shit. Let me check the phone lines real quick. But see, when she runs into a man, okay, there is something that's going to click in her that says, wait a second, wait. No, this is her, and this is not me saying wait. I'm just saying this is her thinking. This is her saying there is no way. Let me turn this off. This is her saying, let me put that off. This is her, gentleman, when she meets you, this is her saying that, hey, wait a second. I don't have a book on this guy. I don't have a way to control the narrative with this guy. Who is he? Why is he? He doesn't operate like everybody else. I mean, he thinks he's God's gift to everybody. He's an asshole. He's a jerk. He thinks he walks on water. He thinks he controls everything. But the one thing they'll notice is that he is not like everybody else. So you know what I'm going to do? I got to bite the gold. Do it, everybody. I got to see if he's the real deal or fool's gold. Cuz I never bit gold before. Every time I bite a man's coin, it's always fool's gold. She doesn't know how to act with a real man. As soon as she bites that shit and tries to test the man is going to check her fucking ass for the first time. The first time. And I won't necessarily say the first time, because every guy that she gave the ass up too fast, every guy that she's fallen in love with. Guys, let me, okay, guys, I know y'all might have never seen this movie before, but it's just like this. There's a movie called Ratatouille. Yeah, I have kids. I had to watch this shit. There's a movie called Ratatouille. And the thing about the movie is when the food critic ate the food for the first time, it was so good it took him back to his childhood. And what I'm saying is when a woman meets a man, it takes her back to the time where she submitted to pussy, where she was trainable. See, women can be trainable. And when they meet a real man, because they met one time, and she probably hated the fact that she didn't have control. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of women are not going to fuck with you if they can't control you. I'm telling you right now. But it's not to say they ain't going to come back. But a lot of women won't fuck with you if they don't have control on you. Women love the control because it's something that when you have it, it's the highest drug that you can have. And when she gets a taste of it, see, that's the broke. See, this is what fucks up the ecosystem. A woman should never have a taste of something that belongs to a man. I'm going to say it again. A woman should never have a taste of something that belongs to a man, and that is leadership. And when she tastes it, she wants more of it because she becomes addicted to it, because the power, man, it's, and you know, the closest thing I can remember, I used to watch a show called Masters of the Universe with He-Man and shit. When that motherfucker used to pull his sword up in the air and he's like, and he does his He-Man thing and then he holds his sword. He's like, I have the power. Guys, if any of you guys watch Snowfall, you remember that good girl, old boy's next door neighbor, the first time she took that crack, hit that crack pipe, and it flipped her ass upside down? The power that a man possesses, a woman should never get a taste of. Because once she tastes it, she never wants to let it go. She's going to fight to keep it, and she's going to walk away from anybody that tries to take it away from her. And that's the truth, guys. So you're dealing with a woman who's been riding off of the drug of male leadership most of her life, just smoking that power, or however she's ingesting it, and the power is so great, nobody wants to get rid of that power. It's, gentlemen, that's what I'm saying. That's why men hold on to leadership, because when you cross over, because some of you will, because I believe in some of you, when you cross over and get a taste of this shit, man, you ain't motherfucking going, man. I promise. Yeah, by the power of Grayskull, thank you, Freelance, you're not going away from it. Some of you guys have been getting taste. When I tell you to do the light switch or turn the pages, you'll get a feel of what it's like to be a man. But when you actually cross over in love and trust and become, you're never going to give that up. You'll do everything you can to hold on to that, because it is the greatest high of highs, waking up every morning, even when it's raining and thunderstorming out there. You can go outside your door and it's like I told you, the birds, like Snow White type shit. The birds are coming on your shoulder. The squirrels and the deers are walking up on your ass and shit. It is the greatest feeling you can have. You feel like, if you ever watched Thanos or Darkseid, you are so motherfucking bad. You're the baddest of the bad. And you hold on to that. So what y'all got to understand, that is something women don't want to give up if they get a taste of it. And too many of you guys have been giving them taste of enough where they don't want to let it go. So when they meet a real man, I'm letting you guys know that she is not going to fuck with you on General GP. Telling you. She's not going to give up that power. She ain't going to want to. But guess what? You want to know why she is? I always tell you guys, the greatest battle a woman is going through is mind and body. And if her mind doesn't want to give it up, it is her body that will force her to give it up. Why? Because she's conditioned to do that. Because the majority's women, what do you think they're conditioned to do? Other than watch those fucking Disney movies. I'm getting deep here. Because they don't teach you this shit. Other than watching those Disney movies, guys. The romance books and the chick flicks already train them to give up the power. The romance book. Woman probably does control her house. Not happy. Miserable. Makes her man sleep on the couch. Happy wife, happy life. Whatever the fuck. She's king of the castle. Fuck, does that even work? But she's king. And one day she's going to the store, and here comes the guy. Walks into town, drives into town, rides a horse into town, flies into town. However he does it, he comes into town, and he bumps in, and he runs into that woman. And it is at that point that that woman thinks that she runs men because she runs her household, and she runs into a bona fide man that checks her ass at the door. And in those books, it teaches these women to get that tingly feeling. See, women will fight the tingly feeling. See, they might not like you. They might not like how tall you are. They might say you're ugly. They might say, man, I'm not attracted to that motherfucker, but I can't get him off my mind. He's an asshole. He's a jerk, but I can't get him off my fucking mind. Why am I fantasizing about sucking his dick? Oh, my God. I shouldn't be thinking about him. I don't like him. He's not my type. That's all they read in these books. So even though she may be training herself to hold on to that position, see, the media and advertisers, just because they're against the guys doesn't mean they're against man. That's why they're up on Mount Olympus, because they're doing us a square favor. See, when y'all see those commercials, every kiss begins with K, you know, like in the fucking Christmas time, right? You know, everybody's out there, you know, they got the warm fireplace and everybody's got their fucking Christmas sweaters on and shit. Then that guy's like, hey, baby, let's go outside. And then he takes her outside. It's a nice moon out, and there's a little bit of snow coming. That's weird, because if the moon is out, how the fuck is there snow and shit? But anyway, but there's a nice full moon, and it's snowing outside and shit. And she's like, oh, it's so cold. And then he turns around and opens up that diamond. He's like, oh my God. And then they'll come in with the catchphrase. Every kiss begins with K. That shit ain't for us. You think those commercials for us? Oh, brother. That shit ain't for us. All that De Beers and diamonds, a woman's best friend. Shit ain't for us. They don't market that shit for us. We don't go out there and buy that shit for them. Are you fucking serious? That's not for us. All that goofball shit you see, that's not for us. Just like I was telling you, all those profiles you read. Well, my name is Sharon, and you know what? I'm a good girl, and I feed the dolphins, and, you know, I'm just looking for a good guy. And if you're looking for sex, just leave me alone, because I'm looking for that guy I can jog with and get to know on a more personal basis. And that shit ain't for us. That's for you. Man, we don't play by those. That's why we don't play by those rules. We don't read profiles and say, well, she's not having sex, so I guess I got to be what she wants me to be. We don't play by that shit. Gentlemen, have you ever seen a commercial on TV
that does one of two things. The first commercial is like a car commercial. And then at the bottom of the commercial, don't y'all always notice that little white paragraph that you can't really read? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know when you look at them commercials, there's this little paragraph that pops under the fucking commercial, and you can't read it. Motherfucker, take a magnifying, pause your TV if you got DirecTV or a Genie and shit. Get a magnifying glass and look at that shit like this. And you know what that mother gonna say? That shit is not for real men. This is for gullible suckers that's gonna try to get some pussy. It'll say it in the words, I promise you. That shit about us. It's just like, this is how marketers know y'all are so gullible. I'm not calling you gullible. This is how fucking arrogant they are. Hey, my name is John, and this is Judy, and we've got some gastric bypass, colon cleanse, gizmo, I don't know, mud duck feeling. And you know what? It's really ruining our lives, and we have taken this fake-ass pill, and now look at our lives. And then at the tail end of the show, tail end of the commercial, right, because they build the commercial up. At the tail end of the commercial, these cocky motherfuckers are going to say, well, you know what? This is going to help you out. Oh, yeah, we forgot. If you take this pill, you can have a heart attack. You could die. You could lose your left nut. Your dick is going to go in through your ass cheeks. You know what? Your sperm is going to dry up. Your balls are going to dry up. You'll lose four fingers, and you'll start going and walking like, ugh. And they say that shit right in the commercial ad. That's how arrogant they are. That's how arrogant they are. They will tell you about a product and then have the balls to say, if you take this motherfucker, your heart's going to fall out, your balls going to shrivel up, you'll get 2, 3, 4 breaths, and you'll start bleeding once a month. And they will tell your ass right in that commercial. And you know what? People will fucking buy that shit. Because they don't know any better. But see, with the woman society and even these guys that teach you theory don't want you to know is that there is one thing that trumps everything, and that will always be M-A-N or Y-O-U-R-N. A-M-E. Those are the two things that trump all that shit you see in the marketing and stuff. The only way she is going to follow you is that you must know how to lead yourself. If you cannot lead yourself, gentlemen, she's not going to follow. Let me take the phone lines real quick before we wrap this up. But what I am saying to you guys out here is that in order to understand women today, you must understand not to feel what they're going through. That's not what this is about, because I don't give a fuck what they're going through. It's not about what could be. It's about what is. And they are going through things, and that's fine. That's just life. They're going through family issues. They're going through these TV shows that's telling them that they're not good enough type shit, or buy the dresses, purses, and shoes. Then they have the 98% of these guys out there fucking the game up for everybody that are giving them man things, man toys, man leadership drugs in which they think that they become the man. They have started to transform themselves thinking that they're men now. I mean, if you look at the world, there's no knock. I'm not knocking the woman that, like, you know, there used to be a time where you could turn on football, basketball, baseball, and I don't even watch it. I haven't seen a NASCAR. It'd be all men on the panel. But now, everywhere you turn around, there's a woman that wants to take shit away and be man, play man shit.
All these women, they want to be around, and all they do is got this little piece in their ear, and they're like, well, you know, the football score is like 34-35. Oh, wow. So that's a great – he made a – wow, I can't believe he hit a home run. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? It's not a home run? Oh. It's football. Oh, okay. Wow, that three-point shot is – oh, wait, what? Oh, football. Oh, okay. Well, and then they're on the other side. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We don't want to make you mad because we don't want any lawsuits. Okay. Well, I was wrong and everything. And I'm telling y'all, there was a time where men only were at bars. But you know what? The marketers felt and realized most of you guys are so goddamn thirsty. They say, how the fuck can we sell? We got all this liquor. How can we sell that shit? Ah, wait a second. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm the club owner. I got to pay the DJ. I got to pay the bartender. I got to pay the bouncer. I got to pay the electric. I got to pay for the land. A lot of goddamn bills. How can I? Wait a second. What if I gave women a night that they could come in for free, upcharge the drinks, and call it bitch night? No, that's not good. Can't call it bitch night. Woman night? No. Girls night? No, that's too that's too macho. Ladies night. Oh, that role. Ladies night. Hey, every Thursday, ladies night. Ladies, come on in for free. Come on, ladies. Don't you realize they do that for everything? Because wherever the ladies go, the rule of the game is that's where the 98% of you guys are going to go and kiss their asses and buy them drinks and beg and try to prove yourself. That's why you give them power. And that's why they get their ass clipped when they get to a real man, is that power shit don't work with a man. It doesn't work. I'm about to shut the lines down real quick as we're about to wrap this show up because I don't want to take too long. I just wanted to chop it up with y'all guys. We got a show with Lucario in about 10 hours and shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, because there's more to this, but we'll get into this more because what I want to do, because it's important to me for you guys to learn the right way. I am not going to bash a woman because I don't give a fuck enough about women to bash them. I don't care if she's going up or down. I don't care if she finds somebody better. That's none of my business. I don't give a fuck about that. What I care about is you guys. But I need you guys to start seeing the game and the world for what it is versus what these guys want you to think it's about. Yes. These women will never come trainable. But the problem is that these other guys are not giving you the specifics of why these women are not being trainable because of mom or their household, because of marketing, and because of the majority of guys out there that ain't standing on shit that give away power to these women. These women can be trained, but you then, gentlemen, like I talked to you before, you got to be able to separate disrespect from training. I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about training because I want to talk about that real quick. Training is letting the woman know what it is you expect of her. I have expectations of you, but the expectations that I have of you are based on where you're at on my roster and what our relationship is on. If you're a booty call, I'm not going to expect you to wash my dishes, even though they will. I'm not going to expect you to vacuum my floor, even though they will, because most booty calls want more your time. They want your time because they love it, and they know that if they're washing a dish or they're cleaning and vacuuming, they get a little bit more of your free time. So they know that stuff. But the higher we go up my mountain, the the more it's going to be more responsibilities that you're going to have, okay? You're going to have those. Hey, Steve, I was texting this woman. I told her that I wanted to take her out. She responded after 5 days and said she didn't see the message. Well, then that's fine. Say it's cool. All right. That's cool. Don't worry about it. Things happen. I'm free Saturday. You just let her know, dog. I'm free Saturday around 1 o'clock, and I got a great place that we can have a nice cup of cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. That, see, y'all guys have got to be prepared for that, because some women don't read all the messages. And if she reads it late, that, see, remember the difference. That's not disrespect. Just because she doesn't hit you right back doesn't mean she's disrespecting you. If you have the texting 1-8 manhood, you'll know why sometimes you're the last person on her list. But like I was saying, wait, I'm checking the phone lines. Like I was saying before, this is what I'm talking about. Being a role model, making an impact, focusing on what you want to get done. You want to either encourage her or you want to be positive. And all I'm showing you right now is what I'm doing right now is I'm going for making the impact. That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm going for. I don't want to waste my time. That's why I'm going to that's why I'm setting up the date. But what a lot of you guys do is you want to punish the woman that's not used to having a standard. How can you punish a woman that's not used to a standard? But see, nobody teaches you that stuff, okay? All right? Well, hey, Golden Child, here's the thing. Golden Child, this is, listen, Golden Child, this is one thing we don't do. We don't read women's minds. So we don't know if it's true or it's not. Now, Golden Child, if it is a series of 5 days, then what you're saying can have relevance, okay? But as men, we cannot base one thing she's doing of her lying. Maybe she's lying. Maybe she's not. I don't care. What I care about is what I need to get done, okay? No, it's all good. No, you're good, brother. You're good. No, you're good. I'm just trying to correct you. And I'm not mad. I'm trying to get y'all guys to stop the, I don't want y'all guys to Harry Potter this shit. Unless we have 100% proof of what's going on, then I don't want to assume shit, because that's where a lot of guys go wrong. A lot of y'all guys assume things. Eddie, send me the message, because remember I told you, sometimes you buy a product, sometimes it takes damn near all day. Send me the receipt, Eddie. Let me know what you're getting. I got you. You got to read, Eddie. Come on, stop that, Eddie. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Listen, there's a lot of training that must be done, because we haven't even got into the training, and we'll do shows like this periodically. But the first important thing for this show is to give you understanding and clarity of the why. She is not trainable in one day. You've got years of her running shit. She is not just going to flip that switch. But what's in your favor if you're a man is that begins the internal battle between herself. It is the battle between the mind and the body. And you're going to be the thing that tips the whatever's in your favor to win. But this is when you're a man about things. We will, and again, Golden Child, this is no knocking. I just want to give y'all an example. As men, we don't assume shit. You know what? I'm going to take her for her word, not just, listen, I don't mean the word of I only slept with one guy and I'm a Virgin Mary type shit. All I can do is take her for her word, right? And I don't care if it's been a week or a month or whatever. When she gets back in touch with me, she gets back in touch with me. But here's the thing. When she gets back in touch with me, guess what? I'm setting up the motherfucking date right then, right there. Respect to you, Golden Child. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That's what I'm telling you. I'm setting up the date right there. And the reason why I'm setting up the date is because and this is what I'm saying for you, A, I don't want you to waste your time, man. Don't waste your time. And here's the thing. I hope you wasn't the one counting the days that it took her to get back in touch with you, because if you counted the days, see, before I wrap this up, this is the problem. See, y'all don't even see it. The fact that you counted the days is a problem, man. I want you to give the woman your information. I want you to float the fuck off, and I don't want you to think about her. I told you to forget about her. But if you're counting days, that means that you're emotionally connected to this person, not on a grand scale, but you're connected to her enough to count the days. Why? 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 Come on, man. Y'all got to be better, man. Look, don't give her your number and move on and forget about her. If she comes back in 5 days, a week, a month, guys, I'm telling you, there are women that I gave my number to that didn't hit me for a month, a few months, 6 months, a year. Sometimes I get messages from women who had the woman's purse. I wouldn't get a call from the woman whose number I gave her. I'd get a call from the friend. So you can't count. I always tell you guys two things you shouldn't count is age or birthdays and all that shit, and you shouldn't be counting women and time. You shouldn't be counting those things. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. And that's how deep. The game is deeper. You know, we'll get more into that with the man mindset you and we when we launch that. But right now we gotta get the shirts out. The membership is almost a go, and we're gonna be kicking everything off from there. And but what I'm saying to you guys at the end of the day, I ask that you just take one thing from this, because we got a long road to go. This is not one show to fix everything. This has got to be our foundation to have understanding. Because if you leave this show and still feel that women should be trained, then this isn't for you. Because I want you men out there to have clarity and to know the why. The more you know the why, the stronger you are as a man. And the more you know the why, the more you understand how the game works. You're not going to win the game always complaining about women and saying she should be nice to me. The fuck, why? What the fuck she should be nice to you for? Fuck you. She should be nice to you. Matter of fact, she should treat you worse if you ask her to. So that's something I want y'all to think about. Got any questions, get at me. I want to say thank you. We did a good 2-hour show. We got a show with Akari tomorrow and one with Rosebud. No, tomorrow Rosebud, yeah. Tomorrow, one tomorrow. And we have a show in about, 10 and a half hours. So we have a show in about 10 and a half hours, and then we go Rosebud. But, gentlemen, I just wanted to kick this out because it was something that was a good show what E and I did, and I wanted to kind of talk more about it. Excuse me. So at the end of the day, just think about the five doors, okay? We'll talk more about those, but see, no one's ever even told you about that shit. That's what's so crazy about this. People are always telling you women ain't shit and women are this and that, and they never give you solutions to anything. If a guy like E said, if he's not giving you solutions, then, man, you got to leave these guys alone, man. If all they're doing is complaining and whining, you're not growing. You're just becoming more feminine, man. Y'all got to wake up from this, but not you guys. Y'all my chat room dogs. Y'all know what the deal is. I tip my hat off to all you guys because I know a lot of you guys out here think that, you know, y'all go to other shows and y'all act the fuck up. Y'all act all crazy and shit. But the one thing I want to say I appreciate about you guys is that y'all are truly students of the game. Y'all come here to learn. You come here to grow. You come here to evolve, and I'm proud. I just want to say I'm proud. I ain't going to say this shit all the time and shit, but I am proud of you because y'all are here to learn. And that is what they don't want you to do. They want you to goof off. They want you to talk about shit that has nothing to do with anything. They want you to be like the women that are having the problems. Because you, as a man, you've got to have order, man. You don't go to class running around and throwing shit around, maybe with the substitute teacher, maybe, but when you're in class and you got a respectable person trying to teach you how to be respectable men, y'all listen and you take notes. And that, everybody in the chat room, I just want to say I'm proud of you guys, and I appreciate y'all for what y'all are, man. Y'all are well-behaved young men, and y'all really want to learn, and I just want to say thank you to you guys. I don't do it all the fucking time. Don't think I'm going to do it all the time, but I do want to say thank you to a lot of you guys because y'all are good, man. Y'all guys are very, very good, and I appreciate the fact that y'all are taking notes and you're getting clarity because most people, if you go to other chat rooms, they're all over the place, man. We have order and discipline because you men are learning order and discipline even in the show. And I will do that. I'll fight for you because I know if you're studying and a motherfucker come in here talking shit, you're gone. I'll guarantee you as your mentor that I will not let anybody disrupt our fucking shit. I don't care if we have 10 guys in here watching this shit. I'm going to take care of you 10. But we do have more than 10, but I just want to say I'm going to do everything I can to teach you guys. The game is here, man. Now, y'all always ask, Steve, like 1950 says, Steve, 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, four. How do you do it, Steve? Because the game is here, man. The game is motherfucking here. And when you got it, you got to release it. And I got to keep putting out stuff because there's just so much information that I want you guys to learn. So anyway, guys, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you all, guys. I'm not going to do the graveyard because that's a Wednesday show. But no. No. Wait, let me correct you. Let me correct you, CM. I didn't change your life, brother. You did. You made the choice to make the change. It wasn't me. I keep telling, look, I'm an arrogant fuck. I mean, I'm an arrogant fuck, but as much credit as I want to take to say that, yeah, I changed your life like some of these fucking YouTuber theory motherfuckers would, I'm just saying to you right now, I didn't change your life. You decided to turn around and go towards your name. You changed your life. I appreciate the kind words. I wish I could accept them. Trust me, my arrogant ass wants to accept that shit. But I got to be real and honest with you, young man. I didn't change your life. You changed your life. Because the beautiful thing about it, whether I'm here today or dead tomorrow, you're still going to grow as a man, and it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. That's why I talk to all you guys, excuse me, as individuals, okay? All those guys, all right? Yeah, that's it, the long haul. We're going to be in the long haul together, man. We are. Thank you for all you guys. Thank you. But no, stop, man. Don't. This is not a you appreciate me right now. I'm just taking a moment to appreciate you. I will show you the honor thing. They all, when you honor someone, you take the hat, you bow to show appreciation. I will take my kick-ass hat to bow to you guys because I appreciate all you guys. Y'all are great men. I am proud of all of you. Sometimes you don't hear people tell you they're proud of you, but y'all are fucking disciplined, and I love that shit. Y'all are disciplined, y'all learn, you soak up information, and that, gentlemen, is what makes you a fucking man. It's not all that shit about this women crying about shit. It's what you are and what you do. It's your behavior. And I am proud. Hey, I can raise my head up high and say my chat room dogs, they have discipline, they are ordered, they have order, discipline, and they're here to learn. And ain't not too many motherfuckers to say that. Let's go to any
go to any other chat room and look how crazy shit is. You motherfuckers got order and discipline, and I'm proud of you guys. This is why. You ever ask me why I do these shows and this stuff? It's because of you motherfuckers right now. You got order, drive, and discipline. And for those reasons, I'm going to meet your motherfucking ass halfway and do everything I can to make you into the man that you're going to make yourself. Not me. I can't do it. But I'm going to try to make you into that, okay? So with that being said, guys, we're going to wrap this thing up, guys. I will see you guys definitely in about, it's going to be 10 hours? About 10 hours from now. We have a show with Mr. Lucario in about 10 hours. So what I'm going to do is I got to fill some orders, got to do some work, got to do a little bit of coaching, and then I'm going to watch a little bit of wrestling. I want to know my kid. I'm going to watch Monday Night Raw, even though it's Tuesday. Matter of fact, the Call of Duty download, I got to make sure I got the download for the Call of Duty. I gotta look at that shit. Hold on, let me double check that shit. See, I got a lot of things to do. My kid, I got my kitty shit to do as well. But don't worry, I'm going to get the shirts done. The shirts are going to go tomorrow. I will have all the shirts loaded up where y'all can purchase the shirts and stuff. We'll have that ready to go. We're starting with Man Mindset U. I'm going to release some hours for the memberships for the $49 and $99 membership. I'm going to have at least an hour or 2 hours just in there to begin the process of this stuff. So you got a lot of stuff to do, but I'm sorry. I gotta check my Call of Duty and see if I got that download and shit, you know. That's my liquor, my drugs and shit. So I am a druggie on video games. So I'm never leaving that shit. And unless I lose my, I always tell you guys, I hope I don't lose my fingers and shit. Let me see here. Let me pull that shit up real quick while I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers real quick. Hold on. Let me see here. I gotta make sure my Call of Duty's downloaded and shit. All right, guys. For that being said, chat room guys and all this other stuff, man, I want to say thank you all, man. I appreciate all you guys. Y'all are great. Motherfucker, what's up, Cupcake Larry? God damn, Larry's been a minute, man. God damn, Larry. Larry, Cupcake Larry, say, hold on, man. Cupcake Larry, before I go, hold on, let me show y'all. Get Cupcake Larry, man. Y'all don't remember Cupcake Larry? Let me show you how we love Cupcake Larry, dog. Cupcake Larry used to be a fixture on our show. And let me see if I got that shit. This is a shout out and love to Cupcake Larry. Here you go, Cupcake.
Mr. Williams, when will they stop Cupcake?
Oh, that's not it. Wait, where the fuck is Cupcake Larry? Hold on, Cupcake. Let me see if this is it. Hold on. Is it?
What?
Oh, that's not it. God damn it. Wait, where's our Cupcake? Oh, this is it.
Somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Cupcake Larry. Motherfucking cupcake.
Man, that was our Cupcake Larry song for Cupcake Larry. We've been doing this motherfucking show so goddamn long. I told you we've been doing this shit for over 30 years. Well, the show's been over 30 years doing it. We've been on the internet since 96 doing this shit. But Cupcake Larry used to be a fixture. Cupcake Larry used to come in this motherfucker all the time, and we would have that song for him. He was in here so much, he had his own fucking song, the Cupcake Larry song, man. Shout out to my boy Cupcake Larry. That's my motherfucker. I hope you're doing well, Cupcake Larry. Oh, man, we have great times on this show. But anyway, guys, please, gentlemen, homework assignment, guys, is please go in the mirror. Look at that man in the mirror. Tell him you love him. Tell him you have his back. And tell him you're going to ride with his ass like four motherfucking flats. And I promise you guys, he will say the same thing back. You guys have a very good night. We'll have a show with Lucario, then Rosebud later on. I'm the goddamn Dean, and please, gentlemen, go back and listen to what we said today. A lot of great information if you're just joining us. Go back and listen to why women are untrainable. That's the first thing we got to understand, the why. Once you understand that and understand they can be trained, then you're going to have a better grip on how to train them, okay? So it's going to be a step process. Guys, I'm the Dean.
I'll talk to y'all later. Good night.